Hi, and welcome to C3 Church, Bridgeman Downs. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
That's the way to start a meeting, Holy Spirit. Who likes that? Who believes in miracles? I got a confession to make, church. I have to confess something. I've got an addiction. And I thought, seeing this is my first Sunday back here, I could just get it out there and you could pray for me. Would you pray for me? Thank you. Okay, I admit it. I'm a Christmasaholic. There is something magic about Christmas, isn't there? You know, next year is my 50th birthday as a Christian. Can you imagine that? I've been in the church for 50 years. I've heard it all about Christmas. Satan Claus and this and that. And all the cool joys. Don't listen to people like that. They're full of religious spirits. Listen to me. Christmas is fun and God intended it to be fun. There's something magic about love, joy, peace. Amen? You believe it? We've been getting SMSs and messages and we're talking on the phone and to our grandees, they're setting it up. There is something magic in their minds about Christmas. Our theme this month is wonder. I think that's wonderful. That we would actually think that Christmas is wonderful. But I think sometimes in the busyness and in the commercialization and everything we do, we can miss something. That Christmas is actually about the greatest gift. And that's the topic of my message this morning, the greatest gift. My prayer when you leave this place this morning, you will have recaptured some of the wonder again of Christmas. Because I think we can get it lost. We were in a lift the other day in the shopping center. And my lovely wife, as she does, doesn't she look beautiful? She opened a conversation with someone in the lift and they started to complain about Christmas. You could feel the atmosphere in the lift just get sucked out. See, because people do get tired. People get all caught up and then we lose what it's about. And when we lose what it's about, then it becomes a thing we do by rote or by obligation. But we should never lose the wonder of God for Christmas. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the greatest gift. The gift of himself, that God gave himself as the greatest gift. And in Christ was life, eternal life. This is the greatest gift. And why is it the greatest gift? Because you and I and every human being on the planet were destined to eternal death and judgment. We were lost from the grace and the provision of God. We were strangers. We were becoming foreigners to God. But God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, never lose the wonder of this great gift. Christmas is about the gift of Christ. Why do we give presents? Because we are mimicking the generosity and the love and the grace of our Heavenly Father, who so loved us that he gave his only Son. But you see, I've discovered this after 50 years. This gift isn't just a one-off gift. It keeps on giving. There are layers and layers of the manifold grace and love of God. He that spared his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? This gift keeps going on and on and on. I was thinking how I could illustrate it. And I said, man, how can I illustrate this so that we could go away with something? And then I discovered it in the glove box of my car. Who knows what this is? Hands up those that have read it. Look at that, about half a dozen. My hand's up too. It's called an Operation Information Manual. About 3 years ago, let me tell you a story. I ordered my Jeep. That's my second addiction. I'm a Jeepaholic. I'm onto my fourth Jeep. I'm already planning my fifth one. It's a thing. It's a Jeep thing. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. You'll never get it. So my last Jeep, the mileage was pretty high. I'd owned it. I'd loved it. It was the longest I'd held a car. I just loved it. And I was literally planning to drive it in, get another one, identical colour, everything. I'm boring like that. I just want it to be four-wheel drive. I want it to do this, I want that, and that's it. So I went into the car salesman. This guy sold me three of them. And I went in to get my Jeep. This is about 3 years ago. And I said to him, I want a trade. I want one of these. I just want this. I want this colour, this, just this. He goes, okay. He says, look, I know you want that and you love your Grand Cherokee. Drive this one. Just take it for a drive. I said, oh, okay. He said, I'll do the quotes and the paperwork. You take it for a drive. He said, I'm telling you, you'll love it. And I went, all right, whatever. I had time to kill, so I thought I'd go for a ride, bring it back, get my Jeep and go. I sat in the thing and began to drive it. I loved it. I thought, man, this is awesome, man. I thought, man, I want one. I want this one. But there was a problem. This one had a sunroof. Who wants a sunroof in Queensland? Especially got a head like this. The only time I ever open the sunroof is when my grandkids want it open at night. We go for a drive at night and they say, can we open the sunroof? You want to look at the stars? Oh, okay. That's the only time I open it. He says, oh, it's got a lot of other features too. It's got self-park. I may be old and a bit of grey hair, but I'm not incapacitated yet. I know how to park my car. Oh, well, I don't want a sunroof. I don't want self-park. Well, he says, there's another option too. It's called crash control. Well, I said, well, how does it work? He says, when you're driving on the highway, it's got cameras. And say an old lady just jams on her brakes and gets nervous, the car will automatically brake and you'll be safe. Yeah, well, it happened to me and I nearly went through the windscreen. I was going along by Burpengary and someone pulled out the lane and this lady panicked and she put her foot on the brake and I'm driving along worshipping Jesus, you know, just singing along and being happy in the Lord. Next minute, I'm like this by the windscreen, praying really loud, like, oh God, whatever. I said, I don't want that. As a matter of fact, if it's got a bell or a beep, I don't want it. I've looked on the web, so I looked on it while I was there, and they had a model that had, it was the same car, had no sunroof, nothing. So I ordered, I placed an order, put a deposit and went. A month later, nothing. So I give him a ring, what's happening? Well, he says, we can't find that model with none of those options. I said, well, keep looking. It says in the book, it says online, you can get one. I want one. I just want the basic thing. All right. 2 months. Do you know what? After 11 months, I ring the guy and I say, hey, what's going on? I'm coming in today. I want a Grand Cherokee. Just do the deal. No. I've got one. Oh, you got one. He said, yeah, but it's got all the options. I said, do I speak English? Do you get me? I don't want. I said, how much are the options? He said, oh, it's another $5,000. I said, I'm not paying another $5,000. I ordered this car for this amount of money. I've paid the deposit. He said, look, let me come back to you. So he goes away. He rings me back later. And Gordon, I'll tell you what, you can have it. I don't want it. I don't want this. He said, it's free. It's Christmas. Take it. We're over you. Just get this car and get out. I said, but I don't. So have a guess what I did. The first day I got in the car, I turned off self-parking. I turned off beeping. If you look at my Jeep along the dashboard, there's all lights. So I've turned everything off. I've never used the sunroof except I had the grandkids. I've got them all turned off. But do you know what I found? Then I found this and I had a look and I was having a look at it. And look at this page here. It's right at the beginning. 84 options. 84 options. I only use about three of them. It's got 84 options. So I say to the guy, what's going on? He said, look, it's a Jeep thing. If you want this type of car, you can only have the fully loaded model. You either buy this truck with everything or go buy a Ford or something. Or a Holden. Or whatever. He says, it's a fully loaded option, that's it, buy it. And then they gave it to me, I say $5,000, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I discovered we got a manual. Listen to this. 8,467 promises. I didn't hear that. He's stealing my message. If you want Jesus, you have to take the full package. When you get Jesus, when you're saved by the Lord, you get the fully loaded model of salvation. Now, when I started out a few years ago, 50 years ago, I just thought I was getting saved because I needed Jesus. I guarantee some people in this room, you thought you just wanted to get out of your old life. Some of us here were sick and we needed healing and we thought if Jesus could heal me, I'll follow him. That's all you wanted. But you see, once you begin this life with Jesus, you discover it's a fully loaded model. It comes packaged. It's fully loaded. And the Christian life is a daily walk, unfolding, revealing, learning, and discovering this great salvation so full and free. But we shouldn't be surprised about this because the Bible's full of examples. What about Abraham, our father of faith? Abraham only wanted a son. Give me a son, that's all I want. God said, no way, you're getting the fully loaded model. And he gave him a nations. He gave him nations of sons. More than the stars of the sky and more than the grain of sand on the beach. The children of Israel only wanted to get out of slavery. That's all they wanted. They weren't even thinking more than that. God says, no, no, no. I'm going to set you free and give you the fully loaded model. I'm going to give you a land flowing in milk and honey. The widow that had her last meal and she was going to eat it and die because of the famine, and in the end gives it to the prophet, all she wanted was a meal so she wouldn't die. God says, no, no, you're getting the fully loaded model. I'm going to make you so prosperous that the miracle that I'm going to give you is going to provide you with abundance for the rest of your life. Is anyone getting this here this morning? The woman who pressed through the crowd, I mentioned her before, all she wanted was to get rid of that 12-year curse in her body. If Jesus, I'm just going to get healed, I'm over this, I'm going to touch him, I'm going to get healed. But Jesus didn't say to her, okay, you just want your healing? That's the model we give you. No, no, he gave her the fully loaded model. He said, woman, your faith has made you whole. He not only healed her of her disease, he gave her a whole life. It's the same with us. If we were to study the Bible and look at it, there are 70 features of the salvation that God has provided for us. It is indeed a fully loaded model of salvation. I'm going to read them out. Are you ready? I'm going to take a breath. Here's 70 features of salvation. The believer resides in the eternal plan of God. We are foreknown, called, elected, predestined, chosen, reconciled, redeemed. Eternal judgments removed. We have propitiation for sins. We're dead to the old life. We're alive to God. We're crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, raised with Christ. We're free from Mosaic law. We're delivered and set free in Christ. We're regenerated, born again. We're I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a new creation. I'm adopted by God. I'm accepted by God. I'm made righteous by God. I'm sanctified, perfected. I've got an inheritance in Christ. I'm justified. I'm receiving divine power from God. I'm guaranteed heavenly citizenship. I'm delivered from the kingdom of Satan. I'm transferred into the kingdom of God. I'm delivered from the power of the sin. I'm appointed a holy and a royal priest unto God. Whew. I'm received eternal security. I'm given access to God. We are the objects of His love. We are the objects of His grace. We are the objects of His power. We are the objects of His peace. We are the objects of His faithfulness. We are objects of His consolation. We are objects of His intercession. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We are partners with Christ in this life. We are partners with Christ in service. We are ministers of the new covenant, ambassadors for Christ, living epistles. We're ministers of God. We're recipients of new life. We're created as a new spiritual species. We are the light of the Lord. We are united with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are members of the body. We are branches. We are living stones. We are sheep. We are the bride of Christ. We are saints. We are born of the Spirit, baptized in the Spirit, indwelt by the Spirit, sealed by the Spirit, and we receive gifts by the Spirit. We are healed by His stripes. We are guaranteed a resurrection body for eternity. We are complete in Christ. We need to get the wonder back. Now, you people here today, sorry, that's my southern accent. You people here today are Pentecostals, am I right? Yes. See, Pentecostalism has become something that originally it wasn't. Pentecostalism has become a number of things. To many people, Pentecostals mean speaking in tongues. To many Pentecostals, it could be prophecy. Even for some Pentecostals, if it's weird, then it's Pentecostal. But that's not how it began. Do you know what the early Pentecostal fathers were known as? They were known as the full gospel preachers. What does that mean? That the gospel was fully preached. Fully preached. You see the difference? God has provided you and me with a full gospel. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed. Oh, amen, I believe God for that one. This is the greatest gift, our eternal and perfect salvation in Christ. His divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. And besides this, besides all of this, add to your faith diligence and knowledge and kindness and brotherly love, etc. Notice what it says. All things. Your salvation is a fully loaded model, full of promises, full of blessings, all things that pertain to life and godliness. The gospel that we preach, the full gospel of Jesus Christ, is a gospel that meets every need, physical or practical and spiritual. It's not just pie in the sky when you die, it's steak on your plate now. It covers everything. From the moment you and I believed in Jesus and we stepped across the salvation threshold, we were recipients of the all things gospel. I love it. But have you noticed that this gospel is in promise form? That's why there's nearly 5,500 promises. They're all in promise form. Why? Because we have to learn every day to read it, know the promises, and activate faith in the promises of God. If we do not activate faith, this great salvation, this full salvation, this complete salvation, this perfect salvation is a religious idea. We must learn how to activate the promises of God through faith. Friends, here's the bottom line. No matter what situation you are in right now, no matter what problem you are facing right now, no matter what need you have right now, no matter whether it's spiritual or practical, God has provided the answer for you in Christ right now. You have been saved with an eternal salvation. Get the wonder back. Get the amazement back. Rediscover the joy of discovering this unfolding faith as we walk every day with God. Discovering that no matter what problem we have, God can be there for us. You see, faith doesn't get us around troubles. Faith gets us through troubles. And He's provided every promise for you and me. Dear friend, don't ever limit God by saying, yeah, but God won't be able to help me. I guarantee in those 5,467 promises, there's at least something for you and your problem. Here it is, how beautiful. Saved to the uttermost. We are complete in Christ.
We hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to respond to this message in any way or would like to talk to one of our pastors, please email us at inquiries@c3bd.com. Or for any more information about our church and the events we have coming up, please go to c3bd.com. Have a great week.